Listening 12, Employment Law. Good afternoon, Mr. McCulloch. How can I help you today?
It's like I told you over the telephone. The club I used to work for is threatening legal action against me for a breach of contract. I just want some impartial advice to see where I stand in relation to this.
Why don't you tell me from the beginning about your employment with the club, how it ended and so on, and we will see how best to assist you.
Okay. About 10 years ago, I began working for an international martial arts club as their regional manager. I was given a contract to sign, which specified that I was self-employed, but that the club contracted my services for an unlimited period of time, in return for an advance against future profits. For a while, things were going well. We were opening new classes and venues every few months and expanding like mad. Since then, progress has been more steady. We relied a lot on volunteers and canvassing to keep the student numbers up, and I just could not get enough people interested. Then, about a year ago, I was told that my region did not bring enough profit. I was given a choice of either upping the income for the club or having my salary halved. I refused to work on these terms and gave them a month's notice. I never got paid for the last month I worked for them. At that point, I decided to open up my own club. That's when this letter arrived, saying that I owed the International Club £10,000 for the loss of income, as my original contract stipulated that I was not allowed to engage in martial arts for 6 months after terminating my contract with them.
Hold on a minute. If you were self-employed, you would be free to offer your services to anyone. If you were working exclusively for this club, did you say you got paid a salary?
Well, they did not call it a salary, but they paid me a fixed amount every month, plus an occasional performance-related bonus.
And did they specify the terms and conditions of your employment with them? Were you working fixed hours? Did you have to report to someone?
Yes. I was under strict instructions in terms of my hours and the way I ran the region. I had to report to my boss every day and also submit weekly reports. I was not allowed to work for anyone else or even to undertake training with another club.
And did they provide you with the tools for your work? You know, telephone, computer, internet, venues?
All of those. I arranged the venues, but the club paid for all of them.
It sounds to me that far from being self-employed, you were employed directly by the club, regardless of what it says in your contract. You were working exclusively for them under the club's identity as one of their managers. You were not paid a percentage of the profits, because then your income would have varied weekly. Instead, you were paid a fixed salary. You were closely supervised in your work by the club, and they supplied the tools of work to you. Even if your contract did not say so, you would have been regarded as an employee, especially given that exemption clause. Did the club reach a financial settlement with you on leaving?
Not at all. As I said, they even withheld payment for the last month that I worked for them. However, their contract prohibited me from working in any way that could be constructed as being in competition with the club for 6 months after leaving. However, I had nothing to live on, so I started to teach my own martial arts classes, and then this letter arrived.
It seems to me that this contract was very unfair and possibly not valid. The employer cannot have it all their own way. You were either employed by them or self-employed. If you were self-employed, they cannot prohibit you from working for anyone else. To stop you from practicing your own profession contravenes Article 6 of the Human Rights Act, unless you were formally banned from practicing that profession due to, say, gross professional misconduct. If you were employed by the company, they might have given you a one-off payment in return for which you agreed not to work for the competition for a fixed period of time, a so-called gardening leave. It happens a lot with big multinational companies, as they are worried about trade secrets being passed on to the competition. It seems to me that the club might have been in breach of employment law by withholding your final salary from you. If the matter goes to court, it may very well be decided that the contract was unfair. These various discrepancies that we have highlighted may even make it invalid. Far from being worried about any potential proceedings against you in any county court, you may well have a case against the club. You have the choice of either going to the employment tribunal or agreeing to a mediation and conciliation service that we offer. Would you like to think about that?
Yes, please. And thank you very much for all your help. This seems a lot more positive now.